Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How hard is it to lose a game when you pitch so well, Steven?
Well, it sucks. But while you play the game, right, you got to... Two major league pitchers going against each other. John Lester's been around for a while, pitched himself out of some jams. It happens. It would have been nice to win, obviously, but I did what I could, so, you know, feel good about what happened, and sometimes that it goes that way.
You know, 19 pitches in the first inning. Obviously, it was a 10-pitch strikeout to Castellanos, but then you were quite efficient after that. How?
You know, we were able to, you know, Diaz and I had talked about beforehand the scouting report. And in general, the idea was let's get these guys swinging at fastballs. And once we established the fact that I was going to throw a lot of fastballs, they started swinging early. And the important thing is being able to throw the fastball where I want to. When I can command the fastball, then even I want them to swing at it early. You know what I mean? And so we were able to do that today, except Chris Bryant, which I threw right down the middle. So, you know, he's got like 30 off of me at this point, but it's all right.
You just mentioned fastball, throwing it where you want to. How much of that is just a feel you have on a given day? What leads to that when you're so effective with it?
I think a little bit of feel. I think the main thing is the consistency of the starting now has been really helpful for me. Being able to have a program, my lifting program, my throwing program, being able to work with the pitching coaches and work with the other starters. I think that's been really huge for me. So I've always felt that as a starter over time I would get better. I would get back to the point where I was in AAA, where I had really good fastball command. So I think that consistency has been really helpful.
You're setting things up for next season, you and Musgrove. Starting rotation has been pretty good lately.
Yeah, you know, we like Joe said yesterday, you know, we don't want people to think that we're, you know, laying down at this point. You know, obviously we're way down in the standings, but you know, we're playing hard baseball, and we are trying to get ready for next year because a lot of the same guys are going to be here, and we need to get better if we're going to be able to compete. Mm-hmm. So we're going to keep competing as hard as we can, and when somebody has a good start before you, it's really easy to be like inspired, like I want to beat that, you know what I mean? So try to keep that going.
Do you remember around when the decision was made to go so fastball heavy with what you're doing, and then also why?
Yeah, no, there's no real like moment. It's just kind of been an overtime thing. As you realize the fastball works, you know, and the idea in my head used to be like, but will it continue to work? Like, I don't know. Once they see the scouting report, will it keep working? And then you kind of, you know, overthink things and stop overthinking. You know, throw the pitch that works. You know, yeah. Sinker plays off the four-seamer well, so keep throwing it until they show that we have to change.
Can I talk about sequencing with your at-bat in the fifth inning? You eventually draw the walk, but 3-0, you swing, foul ball. Then you swing a ball forward. You look pretty upset with yourself that you did, fouled it off, and then drew the walk. What kind of took place in that bat, and can you kind of walk us through that sequence?
Yeah. So runners on second and third. I know he's not going to necessarily pitch around me because I am a pitcher. So, but he was clearly going sinkers. First three pitches were all sinkers. First four, actually. The fourth pitch was also a sinker. And, you know, I was actually sitting off speed there, so I wasn't going to be swinging at that pitch because all I would do with it was hit it straight into the ground. The 3-0 swing was, I thought, that was a good situation, which I thought I was going to get a really good pitch to hit, and I don't need to get a hit there. I just need to drive a ball. So that's what I was trying to do. Didn't happen. And then, yeah, I swung at the cutter. I was really upset because it was way a ball. And then I was able to compose myself, and then he threw a very significant ball, so it made it easy to take.
How much, when you look in that situation, and, you know, it's easy to make joke with pictures, we say, but you're a guy who can drive in runs. We've seen you hit. Just in that situation, how serious are you taking that to say, okay, I get a chance to put myself in a real good position?
Yeah, of course. That's the main thing. I was going up there ready to score those runs. Obviously, you know, the walk is fine, you know, passing the torch. And then it didn't happen because once again, sometimes it just goes that way. But yeah, I'm always up there. Every time I'm up there, I'm up there trying to do some damage. Same thing the first at bat, even though there's nobody on.
Steven, when you talk about the consistency of the routine helping your fastball come in, is there anything you found in that work, or is it
really just the consistency of having the opportunity to go out there and do it.
I think there's so many like little tweaks, nothing that's like big, life-changing, oh, now I'm throwing right-handed kind of thing. It's more just little things that you kind of, as the season goes on, like fine-tune it, you know. And as a starter, you're able to do that. As a reliever, sometimes it's just like, well, you got to throw again today. So you got to keep going. I've always liked that, being able to tweak things a little bit in between other things.
How much does that, you're talking about, you know, that idea that, okay, it's going to keep working, this is a good pitch. How much does that affect the confidence you have throwing it and the conviction that you can throw it with?
Yeah, a lot. You know, once you can always say you have confidence, but until you have success doing something, there's that little extra bit that you can't really grasp onto. So I've always been confident in my abilities, but now having success with it, it's just that little bit further. And so now I'm able to throw it, and I know it doesn't have to be pinpoint, and I know when I get it pinpoint, it's gonna work. So I feel really good about where I'm at.
You mentioned being motivated by Joe's outing yesterday, not just Joe's performance, but the win as a whole. You know, they always say momentum relies on the starting pitcher. You're the starting pitcher after that win. Does that play in and give you a little extra juice coming in?
You know, I think so. I think more of the idea is when you have a cool win like that, the team comes in, you come into the clubhouse the next day, and there's a general feeling of just you're upbeat. You know what I mean? And so I was able to come in today and feel upbeat, and I always do pitch a little bit better when I'm able to, instead of being uber intense, when I'm able to kind of pull myself away and enjoy myself a little bit, you know. So I think I was able to do that today, and part of that is that how cool was that win last night.
How about you act like a kid so much? How excited are you for tomorrow?
I'm super excited. Yeah, those kids are going to be super fun. It's going to be an exhausting day, but that's all right. I can't wait. I've never been in the Little League World Series. Never been. I've always wanted to go. I love the way the kids play the game, except high-fiving people when they give home runs. I hate that so much. Can you imagine, like, if I went and, like, gave Chris Bryant knucks as he was running on the bases? So that I don't like. But the rest of it's really cool.
Were you thinking inside the park home run in the second inning?
Yeah, if he dove and missed it, absolutely.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.